federal environmental officials are proposing to stop the sale of beluga caviar in the United States. They're holding a public hearing on the issue today in Arlington, Virginia. Sturgeon, the giant fish that produces the highly prized delicacy, is being over-harvested in Central Asia, while smugglers are supplying a growing market for illegal caviar in the U.S., NPR's Eric Kneeler reports.
Here at the Sutton Place Gourmet Shop in Northwest D.C., customers are looking for only the best. Claude Malinger, the food store's vice president, is a big fan of the succulent pearl gray fish eggs that are harvested from sturgeon.
Yeah, you serve caviar on little toast with lightly buttered, with sometimes a little bit of creme fraiche, but nothing else. And you can drink vodka or champagne, of course.
Of course, the best stuff comes from the beluga sturgeon, which lives in the Caspian Sea in Central Asia. Malinger opens a locked cooler.
And the beluga is on the top shelf, yeah.
How much is that little canister?
Little canister is 50 grams. We sell 50 grams is $154, and 100 grams is $304.
100 grams is about 3 ounces. Caviar lovers in the U.S. eat 33,000 pounds of it each year, but not all of it comes from the store. Marie Maltese is a biologist for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She says that caviar follows the same smuggling routes as illegal drugs.
You know, it's packaged in the tins in the Caspian Sea region, and it comes in suitcases. People trying to come in with false documents. It ends up with the dealers and then to restaurants, people's homes.
Officials estimate the global trade for caviar at $100 million, with the illegal trade 10 times that amount. Lisa Speer is a senior policy analyst at the Natural Resources Defense Council. She says the U.S. demand for caviar has encouraged heavy poaching in the Caspian region. The rare beluga sturgeon is suffering the most.
They can reach 100 years old, 15 feet long, 2,500 pounds. They're just remarkable fish, and unfortunately the demand for beluga caviar has driven this species to the brink of extinction.
Scientific studies have reported the beluga's population has dropped 90% in the past 20 years, while an international environmental agency known as CITES recently lifted a ban on beluga exports from Russia. U.S. officials want to give it more protection. They are proposing to put the fish on the endangered species list. That will increase penalties against smugglers in the U.S. and make it difficult to sell openly. Speer says a coalition of environmental groups and chefs are lobbying for the measure. The U.S. is one of the biggest consumers of caviar, and the listing would help the beluga sturgeon recover.
This fish needs long-term respite from the pressures of overfishing and poaching that currently face it.
Fortunately for caviar lovers, there are alternatives. Three kinds of sturgeon found in U.S. waters produce caviar, and gourmet stores are also trying out a new French caviar that supposedly tastes just like the good stuff. The Fish and Wildlife Agency is expected to rule on the proposal sometime next year. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.